I was told not to scream to start this pod off, so welcome to the Narcissistas podcast.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
Hello and welcome. Hello. I'm boring.
Good evening.
Now.
Good morning.
Unbelievable. So excited for the podcast today.
Hey, guys.
Our guest today is probably the sexiest person I've ever laid eyes on.
I mean,
funny, sexy,
smoking,
smart, sassy. She's got an amazing color palette.
Yes.
She's a superstar podcaster herself. Ladies and gentlemen, the undeniable talent, Micah Fox.
Micah!
Thank you so much.
Hey,
oh, sultry.
And you're welcome.
Ooh. Oh, bitch. Somebody gets the theme of the pod. Unbelievable. We didn't even have to prep her on that one, ladies and gentlemen. She just gets it. She's
she
a
gets
natural.
It. She
I thought
gets
it was
it.
My pod. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Oh my God, yes, bitch. She better take it.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
So, ladies.
Sopping over here.
Will?
Yeah.
Beyonce, check up on it.
Oh, hey, girl. So, it's been quite a week at work. And so I've been feeling Beyonce very much her debut single with Destiny's Child. No. I believe there are four no's.
There's four no's.
Yes.
And a lot of pleather.
Exactly. The remix featuring Wyclef Jean, obviously. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's mostly because I'm confused. There's a lot of miscommunication. A lot of people are saying no, when it's really yes.
Wow.
Very no, but yeah. Because, like, I literally will hear one thing and then be like, oh, an hour later hear the exact opposite. Like, how did you get that information? And I'm just like, what is going on here? We gotta do better.
We gotta wear matching pleather.
Exactly.
Tops,
like, we're 16. Let's dress like whores.
Oh, my God. That is...
Yeah.
A fantastic Beyonce checkup on it.
Thank you.
And I just want to... I'd like to shake your hand.
Thank you so much. Hello. Nice to meet you.
It was very nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot coming from you.
Now, you're probably all wondering. You've been waiting all week. You say, Courtney, what's your Beyonce checkup on it?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm feeling very Beyonce.
Yes.
The day after the release of 444.
Ooh.
Because last night, my boyfriend, Casey James Salengo. Huh?
Okay.
Hottest man alive.
Uh-huh.
Huge dick.
Yes.
Super funny.
Super funny. Huge
I didn't
dick.
Mean to laugh after I said huge dick.
But you did.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Network premiere.
Uh-huh.
I'm pissed. Everyone's probably trying to fuck him out on the streets right now. He killed. He's amazing.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm just
feeling
very proud and, like, very, like, at home with the twins in blue.
But living.
And I'm still glowing. Yeah. You know, it's very much a love, unconditional love and support.
Oh my God, I love that. That's
thank
beautiful.
You so much. Micah,
you're
our beautiful
part of your man.
Oh my God, I didn't know you could just be a Beyonce moment in time.
Yes.
Yeah,
you moments in time, looks, feelings,
eye movement,
exactly.
That speaks volumes,
exactly.
Really.
Oh,
films,
then I guess
actress
I'm like,
first.
Actress first.
I was gonna say a Destiny's Child, like independent women.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Independent women.
Yes.
Circled through my summer rewind on Spotify. I was like, how did you know?
Yes. You were like, question.
I was like, the shoes on my feet, I bought them.
You bought them.
Oh,
the clothes I'm wearing.
I bought them.
Oh my
Hold
gosh.
On, I'm texting your boyfriend.
The house I live in,
not
I
so
split
much.
It.
I split
50.
It. I love I split
tie.
It.
Yes,
oh
bitch.
Man, that's so good.
I'm feeling all feeling independent. Leif.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Does she have a lullaby?
Yes.
I feel like
that song, like, real bad. Like, last week,
I'm gonna
times
say like
two.
Disappear because it's boring.
Oh, shade. Wait, can I just fill the blanks for you? Leif, what was that I hear? You're feeling very Beyonce singing Blue Ivy to sleep at night.
Oh, that's it. That's exactly.
It was right at the tip of my tongue.
No,
yes,
that's it.
Yes, we'll just fill in the blanks for you. Leif's tired as hell. He's boring. Let's move on. What's our subject, Will?
Oh, hey, guys. Our subject is basically what the show is about. It's talking shit.
Woo! What you say?
Talking hard. Like, those hard, you gotta really push shit.
Someone's gonna lose their weave tonight. That's what you're saying. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
I wonder why we would...
The wig snatching.
Micah, why would we have you as a guest on Talking Shit?
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, I mean, I don't want to toot my own boot. I am the number one comedian people go to if there is a rape in the community. Oh. Or if Angela Cubb updates her GoFundMe. My inbox is full. They're like, I know this bitch wants to shit on this bitch.
Damn. You will come publicly. Okay, wait. First, we need to follow the format of the show. Very official. She's very scientific. Official.
She's big on the format over here.
Can we read the definition of talking shit? And then I've got a lot of questions for you because I don't want to toot your boot, but.
Toot it.
But you're my muse.
Okay. So. Muse.
You're so welcome.
Honestly, I'm really fucking with the vibe in here.
I know, like, right?
I'm it's trembling, like, and I'm not sure why.
It's like angry and sexual.
Yeah, like it's like, woo. All right, let me
We're
read
like,
this.
I mean, mad, but like out of love. Like, that's like crazy.
Those things can't exist without the other.
It's true.
It is true.
All right.
This is beautiful.
So talking shit. Wikipedia say. Actually, fuck Wikipedia. We're going to do dictionary.com.
Very official.
Sponsor talking shit. Huge sponsor. Huge talking sponsor. Shit. To say very rude or untruthful things in order to offend or hurt. Or to make empty threats. Hmm. Now, Urban Dictionary says...
Shade.
I mean, already they're talking shit about talking
shit. Because right?
I was like, sometimes that shit is true and you need to talk it.
Yes.
That's it.
Bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is some talking shit inception. Yeah. All right. So talking shit. Just bullshitting around with words and saying crap that you don't really mean.
Ooh.
Or insulting someone.
Yeah. That's more. Oh, I mean, always more. That's yes. Okay.
But like, if you were like, oh, what you doing? Like, oh, I'm just talking shit with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what they mean. Like bullshitting
words. Just bullshitting.
Like, see, we were just talking shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
All my conversations are very clear, concise.
Yeah, you're very focused.
Very focused. Very informative.
Yeah.
I don't like
factual.
To. Very factual. We're a factual-based podcast. Everybody knows that. People have been tweeting about it. Micah, you are not afraid to talk shit to like publicly. That's either, like, whether you use Twitter or Facebook or social media, or I don't know if you've ever gotten in someone's face talking shit. I'd love to hear about
it. Oh my God, I'd love to hear about it. It's like my favorite stories.
I'm more like say it, don't spray it. you know what I mean?
Tweet it, don't beat it.
Yeah. Like, I am a really slim little girl. I'm not ready to get into a
sexy
fight. I'm just really adorable, and I'm not ready to fight anybody.
You're too pretty to fight.
So, you know, like, I will talk shit from my safe space. Be it the phone, my work computer,
whatever sources are available.
I have been late to meetings to comment.
That's fair. That is fair.
But I do go public. I'm not part of the whisper campaign.
Ooh, right, okay.
I'm screaming it from the Facebook post tops.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Campaign.
From the
fun
tweet
word to
tops.
Say.
From the tweet tops. That would have been better.
Oh my God, I love
that's
that.
That's another reason why you tweet it, because then you have that second chance to nail it perfectly.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, because I said from the Facebook post tops. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, got
it. The tweet tops is perfect.
It is. That is. That lands. That lands.
I love that.
It'll sound great.
Yeah, we'll edit it out.
I mean, just let them see my process.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to talk shit about? It can be like a subject or a person or like a type of person.
Ooh, yeah, bitches really I don't like.
Hey, oops. Same. Right. Bitches I don't like.
Can everyone hear me snapping?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Now, am I one of them?
Do we qualify?
I don't think I've ever talked shit about you.
Oh, my God.
Much as they try.
Ooh.
But you got to piss me off personally. Mm-hmm. Just not even, you don't even necessarily have to piss me off like to my face. But if you're being a way that I disagree with, I'm coming for you.
You got to let him know, girl.
But give us an example.
I don't disagree with your ways.
Oh, my God, bitch. Do you know how much
real
that means?
Recognize real.
Wow. So you're like, I'm also a cokehead slut. So I feel like, you know, a kindred.
We're just out here living our truths.
Our truths. Oh my God.
We both have great tits too. Did you
this
notice
is true.
Micah's tits?
Obviously.
They're unbelievable. Come on. Sorry. They're unbelievable.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I wanted the show to be about my face, and I really didn't mean to take it there.
You just, I love how you just straight up transformed into our, like,
Oh, yeah, it's really kind of disgusting. I'm a social chameleon. I might be a sociopath. I have no real personality.
That checks out.
Oh, my God, I love social chameleon, girl. That is it.
Chameleon, fun to say.
Camille, I'm done.
Camille, good friend of mine from high school. Anyways. So wait, can we have an example of a time when you talk shit and you really felt like, yes, I fucking did it? Because when you do talk shit sometimes, and I usually do it like over drinks, right? With Will, basically. Like, it feels like I just have to get it out, and then
do
it's
a lot
like
of shit talking.
It's
like
lifted and released from me. But like, have you ever done it in public where you're like, I'd imagine that my boner would smash through my jeans. I would get so fucking hard if I had like a good tweet or something.
What's the question?
Now where am I?
I'm confused. No, I was saying, like, have you ever, like...
Should we shine a flashlight in her eyes?
Yeah, maybe we should.
No, I was sorry. I got a lot of words out in a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. I was saying, like, if... Because when I talk shit with him, I feel so much relief. So I'd imagine if I did it in a public forum, like Twitter
or Facebook, posted it, you published it.
It would be like an even bigger rush because
I live
get those likes, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I live for it. It gets me.
So give us an example.
Super juiced.
Soup's juiced.
All the blood just rushed to her face.
Yeah. I know it's a good one when I like, sometimes I'll like send a tweet and then I'll have to throw my phone and I'll get up, I'll fan myself sometimes I'll be like shaking, I'll look around to see if anyone saw me tweet, like they know what I just did.
You're like, I just fucking crushed it.
We're done here. It wasn't even mad talking shit, but I took over Tig Notaro's Twitter
name drop.
I just came. That was a good name drop.
I mean,
that was such a good name drop.
Really, at this point, everyone. Do they still do that? I'm just kidding. It's very important and impressive. And they give you this whole fucking list of rules, and I'm just like, thanks for telling me what I need to do immediately.
They're to get traction.
Oh, right. They're like, don't promote your own agenda. Rude. Don't tweet more than 10 times. You should be retweeting other people, blah, 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 blah. The first thing I do, I get on there, and I was like, I don't really have breast cancer. I just wanted to get on TV. And straight up her account. She was like, I just wrote, sorry, guys. I was like, I feel the need, like I need to tell her right now. And it was like the most important thing I think I've ever said.
Yeah!
What?
Bitch, Shonda Rhimes is going to write a fucking show about you. Oh my God, that is iconic.
That's really, really impressive.
It felt scary at the time, which is when you know it's
right.
That's when you know it's good.
Because I was like, oh, this opportunity, I want it snatched from me immediately. I was like, are they watching?
Perfect.
Okay, she has no idea.
Have you? Oh, wait. So did they reprimand you?
Hell no. That's why I started my day like that, and I'm like, oh, they didn't say shit to me now?
You were like,
well, watch what this day's gonna be.
All black people should be in jail.
Oh, no.
You know what, actually, I did?
The show's canceled.
Well, first of all, Courtney, so many of them are.
Yeah, a third of us are, so.
But no,
we like to have fun on the pod.
What I really did was I friended a lot of the club owners in New York, and of course they friended me back immediately. And then they PM me. They're like, "Oh my God, Tig, blah, blah, blah. We'd love to have you do the show." And I'm like, "Okay, but only if I have my opener, Micah Fox, with me."
Oh shit!
Wow, that's a standing ovation right there.
I need to stand.
Thank you. Thank you
standing ovation. Wow. First standing ovation on the pod.
On the pod. Unbelievable. Thank Timestamp you it. Boom.
So much. It really propelled my career. Look where I am.
Hey, I am a very professional right studio.
There are
millions of listeners. Millions.
You know you're not there yet when you're surrounded by more towels than people.
Damn, she's even coming for Leif in here.
Now, Leif, how many of these are cum towels?
The crunchy kind.
Which ones aren't?
Oh!
That's fair.
That's what I like to hear.
That's fair.
That's
true.
Like shots back.
You never know when you're going to blow your load, huh? Or where.
Oh, that's true.
Corny knows.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
But
tell.
I got to know.
Who wants to come in my face? Huh? Everybody? All right, we'll come back to that question. Were you always like a shit talker, uh-huh. or did this evolve after being walked on? Because I was a little tiny
angel.
Bit angel. Still
bit
am.
Bit angel.
Bit angel. You know those t-shirts
angel?
In the early...
I love it.
Yeah, you know those t-shirts in the early 2000s that was like 99% angel, 1% devil? That was like me.
That was me. That was written about
I
you.
Like always... I was like so nice to everybody and so fake. And as the years have gone on, especially now that I fucking started doing goddamn comedy. Mm-hmm. I am so done with every single person I've ever met in my life. And I'm most of what comes out every of my mouth, one. Though, is very negative.
Talk that shit.
That's a great question. I've always been a bitch.
Yes.
But it started as like, I was a liar.
Straight
from the beginning, before I even knew what I was doing, I'd be like slumber parties, and like the next day I had to like leave early because we had to like go to like shul because I'm a fucking Jew.
Ew.
Right. I know. Super gross. Right. And so
what's
I'm like
shul.
Shul is temple.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But we
Got
called it.
It
shul then. So okay, I'm like having like sense memory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, so I didn't want to be like, oh yeah, I have to go to temple because that sounds fucking lame. So I was like, oh, my whole family's moving to Mexico tomorrow. And so that's why they need my suitcase at like this fucking sleepover party. And then this little girl's birthday party also became a going away party for me, which was excellent.
Oh, what?
That's right? How you turn it, girl.
Right.
And then you really turn that right. out. You said
it's like 6-year-old thing, and then I go to show up to school on the next Monday, and everyone's like, "You're a liar!" And I was like, "What did I say?
What did I say? Wait, is that how you defended it? You were just like, what did I say?
I don't know. I think that then I was like, oh fuck, I got caught because it was like not a very planned out lie, but like I'm a natural shit talker.
Oh, yeah, I'm
love
so
that.
It wasn't always out of like hatred, but I think that somehow that grew with maturity.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It matured into a purpose.
What an inspiring story.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Have you ever lied about something?
What? Me?
No, yeah. like that as a kid.
Me? Of course. Yeah. What?
Duh. Do you remember something?
Lying about something? Like
I remember I gave some, this is like, maybe I was like 5 or 6. Like maybe I was like 5. Maybe I was like kindergarten on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And I remember some girl gave her. I got like a prize.
AIDS.
Or so. I gave her AIDS.
Right. Got
so,
it.
So pretty sad story. Pretty sad story.
Hey, it's cool. Got it.
I got it. Yep. No, I like had won a prize from reading a book or something. I don't know. I was dumb as fuck when I was a kid and still am. And I gave her like the prize I won and then I wanted it back. So I was like, why'd you steal that from me? She stole that from me.
Oh, you bitch.
And it still haunts me to this day.
That's bad.
I'm a very bad liar.
I lied about like, I told So I switched schools and I started in third grade and I said, ooh, now I can start fresh.
Yes. Yeah.
What's my persona?
What's my identity?
And I said, you know what? I don't really
I love pussy.
I love pussy. Hard. Third grade, boom. Swimming in puss. No, I was like, listen, I don't really love, I would prefer like a fruity candy over a chocolate at this time in my life. So I said, let's say I'm allergic to chocolate, except the Oreo kind. And it worked.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
I stayed
you.
Getting
wow.
like... the teacher was like, this motherfucker is like, whatever. Like, here, you get like gummy bears.
You were like a white, you were a privileged white woman at such an early age.
I was like, so.
It's not that I don't like onions. Exactly. I'm just super allergic. So really, if there's anything on my plate, I'm going to send it back.
I'm going to send it back. Like, it just can't. I would love to, but it can't.
My sister said people would come into her restaurant and they would be like, I'm gluten free. I can't have any of that stuff on my salad. And they'd be like, so you just want lettuce and tomatoes? And they're like, no, I can have like croutons. And they'd be like, oh no, you're not. You're not.
Okay.
You don't have celiac disease. White people suck. You're anorexic.
And confused.
You're not vegan. You have an eating disorder.
Exactly.
And you look great. So keep it up, sister.
And also, like,
you don't know what a carb is. Keep it up, sister, bitch.
What else won't you eat?
What else won't you eat? Come on.
Oh my God, Will, what's your favorite thing to talk shit about?
Oh my God, so many things. I love to talk shit about people that I don't like.
Fun.
Yeah. Mostly, but my favorite is celebrities. I just love talking wild shit about, like, the hoes out there, like Taylor Swift, and the
we throw a lot of
can
shit
we
at
get
gushing
in there?
Ushers.
Listen.
And the blah blah blah.
Wait,
like,
the what?
The gushing ushers.
Oh my God,
Usher gave like mad people herpes, y'all. It's wild.
Oh
in the
my
streets.
God, wait, I need to get more wine. I've got Usher herpes.
Thank God.
Ew.
I mean, don't we kind of all have Usher's herpes?
I think we do.
Like, prove mine aren't his.
he made a song called Let It Burn.
That's okay. It. That's the thing. Let It Burn. Caught up. Like. Nice and slow. Herpes comes back nice and slow. No, I don't. It's really gross. Apparently, the lawsuit says, like, his dick was oozing green shit.
Okay.
Also, he fucking fucked his ex-wife's bridesmaid. So, like, you can't even tell me you were starstruck. You were in the wedding with him. So, like, why? Like, she got herpes. And, like, this came up in, like, 2012. And now they're saying there's a fucking another woman that's coming forward suing for $20 million. And now there's a dude.
What? Wow. Because he get wait. You can sue
a
for herpes.
Scandalo. Yes, because in California,
Micah's got a lot of emails to write.
It's illegal to not disclose like incurable diseases.
Shut up. In California.
Yeah. Boom.
Micah's eyes just lit up.
You are like looking at flights right now. You gotta go.
I gotta find some phone numbers. Wait a second. I'm confused. How is Usher's dick oozing? You think if you have all of that at your disposal, you get on the daily pill and you stay on it.
And maybe she's in denial. I don't know. But like, you still fucked him with green stuff coming out of his dick? Like, I'm sorry, sis.
Right?
You fucked up as well. But also, she's probably getting a $20 million. So, would you?
No.
You wouldn't fuck Usher's green dick for $20 million?
I wouldn't fuck Usher's green dick for all the money in the world. My pussy is so tiny and perfect that I wouldn't be able to...
Say it again.
So tiny.
Let me just tell you something. My pussy is so tiny.
It's so hard to find.
I can't even find it. I can't even find it. Half the time, I can't even find it.
Most of it, like, the foreplay is just the search.
Yeah. It's not foreplay. It's just a search.
Will he, won't he find my pussy?
Oh my God.
Huge quit.
I mean, you love Usher.
I would not. No, I would. What? Are you fucking kidding me? A green oozing dick? I would never. What? I would run. And I would probably I would take a picture and then run.
I'd be like,
because that's
you,
the
bitch.
Check. Exactly. Gotcha, bitch. Oop. And be out.
Oh, yeah. That's like, got to be worth it. Me running down the stairs.
Right? And you then could sell a dick, like a dick pic of Usher with like a green dick for like a smooth, like, $2 million.
I love money.
Ugh, it's the only thing I want. If I won the lottery, I wouldn't talk to any of you.
That's fair. I would be gone.
Bye. If I ever disappear, either the Russian mafia got me or I won the lottery.
Why would the Russian mafia get you?
I'm just for trying to shit. Picture like, listen, they tried to get us then and they're coming back.
Mm-hmm. They're up to something.
Do people talk shit at you on Twitter, like trolls and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Because you Twitter famous.
I mean, Twitter, yes. Bitch. Yes, I got that K.
Okay.
I got that K.
Come on,
okay.
She got the K.
Yes, K.
If you can't see it on the pod, but Micah just gave me an eye roll. So,
well, because, no, I mean, It's calling people out. Because it's never enough.
It's never
you
enough.
Know how it is. I got my K. My life hasn't changed at all. They wouldn't even give me my blue check mark. I had to make my own.
What?
How do you do that?
Oh, there's like a blue M emoji and I just snapped it on. I was like, I got the mica check mark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like
some
that.
Some bullshit.
Oh my God. That's rude. Applause breaks left and right.
I could talk shit about people who are worse than me at Twitter with check marks all damn day. I got a list going that I submit to Twitter every day. I'm this person not as funny. This person not as many followers. Oh. This person not as many comments.
This person doesn't even have big tits. Get them off of Twitter. Yeah,
no tits. I got two podcasts. Some of these people only got like one.
Well, now she's shading us. Unbelievable. Oh, unbelievable. Wow. We invite you into Leif's home.
Leif's applauding because he's like 40.
Wait.
Like, not talking about me?
So have trolls come for you before?
They come for me, like, because I associate with trolly types. Like, one of my pods is on Guest Digital, and it's like, you know, like, real-ass dudes, you know, and that kind of, like, MRA bullshit. Mm-hmm, and so, you know, then you got, like, a smart, sophisticated woman on a show, and they're going to come for you.
They're going to come
But they, you. Like, they only tweet, like, through them. Nobody's coming straight for me because I am undeniable.
Oh, bitch. <That's>
it, you said, try me.
If someone comes for you on Twitter, I'm going to be like, you better stop it. All right? and you best believe, sister, I got your back.
All right. Better stop. Yeah, no, people usually don't snap back. I say, I post like, mad up, rape bitch. Accusations on Facebook. I got people jailed and no one's saying shit to me because the writing is tight.
The writing is tight, ladies
They're like,
and gentlemen.
I don't know, did he, didn't he, but that's a funny joke.
That's gonna be on your fucking tombstone. Did he, didn't he? I don't know, it's a good joke.
Can't care, won't care. What am I, the district attorney?
What?
Don't care.
Can't care.
If someone whispered you touched a person, I'm like, here's 50 rape jokes about you doing it.
Oh shit. Damn, bitch. You're on a new level. I love it.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What if some people in, I don't know, let's just say your community.
I don't like to think I don't have peers, but go on.
Hold on, let me get some snaps.
I love that.
Let's just say you knew they were talking shit about you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know anything about this.
No.
How would you react?
It's about a friend.
Right.
This is for a friend. I'm asking for
a friend.
Why? Who the fuck is talking about me, Courtney? Just kidding. Nobody. Everybody loves me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Saint. If I heard someone was talking
about
me.
You heard, you were pretty clear that people were talking shit. What? And you disagreed with them. And you said, hold on a second.
Where are you getting this intel from? Your friends?
Friends of friends, other peers in the community.
It would depend if I gave a fuck about the source.
Interesting.
Oh.
So, like, if you're like a nobody and you're talking shit, it's like, have fun.
Yeah.
Do what
you gotta do.
Enjoy.
For sure.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Fun.
But, like, if you're like real famous and you can help me, then I'm like, oh, you're talking about me.
My nipples got hard when you said that. Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
So if someone famous is talking about you, then maybe you'd snap back.
Well, what is it? What are we talking? Gossip or something you did done?
Something that happened in my life.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
My friends, this is not for me. This has nothing to do with me. Again, something that happened in my life that people were upset about and then now have created a backstory to it and I have chosen to remain silent.
Okay.
And because I don't give a fuck.
Excuse me, but you're Miss Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh my God. Am I Hillary?
Are you Hillary?
Am I Hillary?
Wait.
Listen.
Wait. My hair is at least 3 inches longer than hers. At least.
No, that's some Hillary shit. You know, it's like the people are talking. They got their opinions. Where was she on this story? I'm looking around. I don't see Hillary. Why? Because she's like, I'm going to be president. Not. But
oh,
maybe.
Yeah, but maybe. But close. I'll take yeah. close to
give
presidency.
Me 20 years. I want to be
gonna
president.
I'm going to win, but not.
I'm not worried about this bullshit.
Mm. Okay, well, you just inspired me and changed my whole life with that Hillary Rodham Clinton analogy.
That's what I mean by, like, it depends on who's fucking talking. It's like, listen, if they're right, then they're right, and what do you got to say about it? And if they're wrong, then can they hurt me or not? If they can't, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I'm very busy. I've got a podcast.
You're so always booked. You're just always booked.
Well, I'm always booked. I got a podcast. Yeah. I got to masturbate at least 12 times a day.
12?
12 to 13.
Yeah. Because you're the one who has to look Baker's in the mirror every day, Courtney.
And boy, do I love the reflection.
That's it. I mean, how could you
not? Whoa! How do you have this personality? Listen, I know you told me not to scream in the mic. You told me not to scream in the mic, and I just saw you wince.
A piece of Leif's soul just broke off.
That was a powerful scream. We're going to need to edit that out.
That was wild.
I can just turn that off.
You're turning off my voice.
No, don't worry, I've got the ability. I'll just and scream away.
The listeners are like, "Is that an option?" Shade. Sorry, I love
you. Well, I'll see everybody later. I'm gonna jump out the window and have a nice life, everybody.
It's the topics talking shit, girl. I gotta get. I
all
gotta
right,
get my
well,
jabs
you
in.
You are silly as fuck. All right, so shit talked. All right, burned ya.
Okay, I've had a chance to reconsider my answer, and if someone's talking shit about me, I'm gonna fucking talk shit about them. I was like, no, bitch. I was like, wait a second. Yeah, I would mad talk shit about them. First, I would talk about the shit they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I'd let them know via other people that I know.
Oh,
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm just thinking about it. I was like, no one ever talks shit about me. I really can't relate. But then someone did recently, actually.
What? I'll come for them.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll hold you down.
Oh, who should we
talk about? So, you know, whatever. We don't have to get into detail.
No,
unless
we don't
you
get
want
into details.
No,
we don't
just graze over.
I mean, we'll do whatever you want. This is a fluid conversation. But I want to tell you something. This is a very factual podcast.
Very factual.
Okay. And we're just teaching people. So, you know, just keep that in mind and we'll talk about whatever.
Yeah. We should probably change the category in general to education.
Education. We'll tag this as educational.
Yeah.
What do you think, Leif?
Okay,
great. Life's on board. I would like to talk shit.
Ooh.
About.
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. I got girl all day.
How
I'm
do
here.
You feel about Taylor Swift?
Oh, it's a complicated issue for
interesting.
Me.
Interesting. Do you
oh,
like
really?
Her?
I've been.
Was this a journey for you?
It's been a real journey because at first I was like, she's teeny girl. Bullshit. And then I was like, but her music is so good.
The bitch can write a hit.
She can write a hit.
I was like, I am humming these songs. I am sad she's not on Spotify. Oh, look, she's on Spotify.
Oh, look, she's on Spotify.
I got my boss to pay to take me to her concert.
Wait, well, how did you do that?
Wait, what? You scammed your boss to take you to T-Swift?
My previous job, I was a journalist, in a sense.
I was writing
viral garbage. Garbage.
Okay.
But that is modern journalism. And we were like, yo, we really need to do some like experiential shit at Taylor Swift's concert. So you gotta send me with a camera. And they did, dum-dums. Oh my God, it was so dumb. I like fully loaded up on little pints. I stuffed my pockets with
Hell
it.
Yeah.
I'm doing interviews with these little girls just like fucking swigging. By the time the concert starts, I was like, turn the cameras off. We're done. I'm sobbing. Oh my God. Oh, the you World remember. Cup is with her and women are amazing and fuck all of you. But meanwhile, she's the least feminist piece of shit.
Why do you say that?
Where is she when is anything
she?
Is she's
in
nowhere
Trump's
on the
America,
issues.
She's nowhere on the issues.
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking hidey hole.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
is like,
yeah.
I'm just hanging out with my like Victoria's Secret girls because I can't see
We're
anything
BFFs.
Else.
Carly Empty Claws.
It's Vomitron, and I understand she's a mega celeb and can't like do anything like people, and she's not even a real person. So she's not even a real person, but I'm like, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Is it bad that I mostly hate her just because she grew up rich?
Yeah.
She did. That's a fact.
Yeah, her parents were like finance people.
And she's from like Pennsylvania. And you try to and you're like country?
Very
you know what I mean? Like, she, like, was selling the South.
Well, there is, like, a country part of Pennsylvania.
Yes, I mean,
but
there
trash.
Is, for sure. But it's not like cowboy. It's not like
trash.
Exactly.
Yeah, his life's from there. Look at him. Look at him.
No, we should 100% kill the rich.
Oh, yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
Someone
that's the game. That's actually
the
game. So.
You know, like, literally, you want to solve the world in two steps? Kill the rich, mm-hmm. tax the churches. Let's
Whoa,
go.
Yes, Ooh. Bitch. Yes, bitch. Micah Fox for president. She's getting another standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. What a woman. First female president, Micah Fox, yes. on the pod today.
On the pod.
They will come for me, Courtney.
I'll be your fucking Secretary of Shade Defense. Ooh, that was fun.
Shade Defense was fun.
I smell a sketch. Okay, anyways, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. I would love to hunt a rich person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right? They're soft.
Yeah.
They're soft. They are soft. And it would be easy.
Oh, that would be the most fun thing Frail. Ever.
Right? Like some girl whose fucking daddy pays her rent.
Oh, well, totally.
Yeah. Let's see what this Pilates body can do.
Pilates body.
Pilates
body.
That's
the best quote of the week.
I love the way Pilates body rolls off the tongue.
Oh, yes. God. Williamsburg, we're coming for you and all your riches.
Oh, yeah, hunt the rich. Rises. Hunt them down.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's the campaign.
What celebrity you want to talk shit about?
Oh, well, we already hit like top two, Taylor Swift.
Yes. Ursher, baby.
She's one and two.
Yeah, she's
or
really
what,
one
her cats
two.
Are number two. Because those cats suck. FYI.
Oh, my God. There's so many. Wait, I can't even. I'm blanking. Do you know of anyone I hate? Who do I hate?
Most
Madonna. Is Madonna. So I just want. Like, I love Madonna as like the icon Madonna.
Icon Madonna, of course.
But have a seat, sis. Like, where it's over.
We're done.
It's tired.
We're sorry.
It's
We're
embarrassing
done.
Now. It's offensive.
We're done.
What about?
And I just want you to be legendary and shut the fuck up.
Oh, she won't crawl back into that cave.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just like,
you know who needs to crawl in a cave?
Hibernate for like a while.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
No, you're coming for Katy.
No, I'm coming for Katy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Micah.
We're coming for Katy.
I'm sorry,
especially
Micah.
We're
talking
in this
shit
moment.
On
poor Qua. She's singing on Feels. That is the summer Mm-mm. jam.
No.
You don't have feels for feels?
No. Nope. Zero feels.
I've never been
feels.
About the Perry.
Yeah.
I've never been about
Courtney's
the Perry.
Been very anti-Perry, and I have not.
Oh,
I
no,
will
yeah.
give you Teenage Dream as one of the best pop albums of
You're not
our
supposed to be
generation.
For Perry, but
However,
you're not supposed to care about her.
Yeah, but she wants us right? to so bad. I feel like she's really in like a lost place since Hillary didn't win, and she's like, who am I? Ooh, maybe
when
I'll
she
get me
put those
oh,
fucking dumbass bleh. Cupcakes on her tits, I said, I am really
Yeah,
dumb.
You were like, okay, bitch,
like,
no. Because you were like, kiss the girl,
that was
and I
your
liked
move?
It, sure.
I know, kiss the girl. Yes, exactly.
She
said, kiss the girl and I liked it? I said, huh? I loved it. You know? but then she started being mm-hmm. like, I'm a little Asian Tokyo Harajuku girl, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong? First
yeah.
of all,
yeah.
you know,
right.
I judge on aesthetic
yeah,
of
aesthetic
a pop
first.
Star very deeply, because I'm not a pop music girl.
Yeah,
I'm a
you're
you know
a
me,
pop star girl.
I'm a pop star girl. Thank
yeah,
you,
not
Will,
a pop
for clarifying.
Girl.
I'm not a pop music girl. You no. know me, I'm a real trap hoe. And,
not a trap hoe.
You know, I'm a trap hoe. And, but I'm not, I don't like pop music that much. But so I judge on aesthetic, on like performance. And this bitch has never done it for me ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's a gimmick.
So that's
but,
what I'm, that's what I'm shading on. Yeah. That's what I'm, the angle.
But the gimmick was the gimmick. You know what I mean? Like that was like the thing. It was like, oh, let's take a concept. Like,
I'm a shark.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like, here's
Candyland. And it's the whole video, but spend $3 million.
I'm super surprised because Katy Perry is 100% aesthetic. That's her only thing. Every
yeah,
album
but it's
is
not
super
right.
themed.
But it's not right, though.
Yeah, it's all like. Right. It's like.
Here's what I'm
I'd
pissed
rather go to
about.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Go on.
I'm
bitch.
Pissed about this Miley Cyrus reversal. It's
yeah.
like.
Yeah,
it's
excuse
offensive.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's offensive.
Excuse yeah. you yeah, yeah. led us down this road.
She literally
yes.
was like,
yes.
I'm tired of being black, so. She was like, it's not, it was cute, but like, not for me.
Oh my God.
I don't smoke pot anymore, and so now you guys are all trolls. Exactly. It's like, excuse?
She literally was like, I can't listen to rap anymore, because like, it's just like, so misogynistic, but like,
wow,
I love.
Wow, that's why I like it.
But then she goes like, I love Kendrick Lamar, and I love that song Humble. I love that line about like, the stretch marks and the ass, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's what we need. Like, no Photoshop. But literally, he's like, I will still fuck you on your mama's couch with stretch marks on your ass. Like, that's the line, bitch. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, you're so fucking dumb.
Yeah, she's dumb as hell.
It's pretty sad because she is the most talented pop star
She's talented. The girl's got a voice.
She's got a voice. Like, I don't want to say it here, but you know what I'm thinking.
Well, it's the talking shit episode.
I think she's got it over bay.
What?
The vocals. Not gonna lie, but.
Wow. Hold on. I can't even fucking breathe right now.
I'm only apologizing because this is in person, but not on Twitter. But if I was on Twitter, I'd be like, fuck Beyonce and her fucking mouth.
If I was on Twitter.
Because Miley Cyrus's untouched vocals are unparalleled.
Okay. If I was on Twitter, I'd be like, this bitch is dumb as hell. Block. Because what, bitch? No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm going to need you to do a little homework when you get home.
Ooh,
I'm going to need you to. Shade. I'm going to need you to Google Beyonce in the back seat of the car singing. What's that shit she was belting out? It doesn't matter. Just go, Beyonce.
Well,
literally with her fucking laptop. Singing down. I'm gonna just put it on your page on your
bio.
Yeah,
Will's gonna
girl.
Send you some homework.
She's talented, faux show. I'm not saying
the vocals are there.
Miley?
There are people you can come for with like the vocals. Sure. For sure. Like, Beyonce is not vocalist number one. No shade. She's a performer.
Well, that's
however,
all I'm
the
saying.
Entire package.
But Miley is neither.
And Beyonce.
I've never seen them this work.
I am like,
well,
I'm
just saying Miley's got Beyonce on vocals. Mm. That's my opinion. Miley's raw vocals make me cry like I'm at the fucking
opera. Oh my God, they make me cry too, but tears of blood.
Oh, bitch! Bitch, she came for blood.
Yo, he's got those
not.
Usher eyes.
I do. No, they're not. I don't know. Miley, I know the new song's cute and like it's fine, but
I love the song and I hate the lyrics and it's like such a
she sings. The girl can sing. The girl can sing.
The girl can sing. She is but no Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter, exactly. but we're gonna move on
she
because
she does not have the range.
Because I wanna like you again as a person.
I don't care, Courtney.
Okay,
I got what I need.
Who's your number one diva?
Oh, maybe Christina.
Okay, that's fair.
That's a voice.
That's a
mess, but it's a voice.
But but that is a mess that nostalgically probably I love so much.
I mean, I just re-downloaded "Ain't No Other Man." I'm like, ain't no better.
She's
ain't no other man. Up next to you.
When she,
no one can sing that.
What do you think is
better?
It is hard. Like Christina puts out like a basic single, but that's the hardest shit to sing. It's incredible. Like she's fucking
okay,
incredible.
Question. What do you think is peak Christina?
I got it. Come on over. Come on over into Dirty Transition.
Oh, I was going to say Dirty.
Because it was like the dirty, pre. It was like, she's like, now I'm getting sex, but then I'm going to give raunchy sex like all
like,
the way in.
Because
she gave red tips, then she gave black. And I said,
I have chills up and down my fucking body right now. And, I'm sorry. The Lady Marmalade.
Then she gave beautiful.
Yeah, that was Pete Christina. That was Pete Christina.
Lady Marmalade.
I have chills too.
Me too.
God, I can't. Well, you know
Christina's
that we,
an icon.
You know that we are in 2 weeks. Yeah. We're seeing Britney Spears in Las Vegas.
You're going?
We're going.
Super.
Yeah,
so
we're
going
to do a special episode of the pod on it. I'm going to cry.
I'm following you. I'm going to cry. I love her so much.
Britney is. Everything I've ever wanted out of a pop star. She came at the, well, because we're all around the same age. She came at the fucking perfect time in our life. We all went through it. We moved to New York right as the breakdown started happening. And I was having a breakdown.
Pre-blackout.
Pre-blackout.
In all the ways.
shaving head umbrella Britney, and we were here for her, and we were like, I was going through the emotions.
It's her best music that time, though, for real. Blackout is the album. Like, that, go back and listen to that, everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone. Go listen to Blackout. That shit rocks. It bumps. It's all of it. But you know what is the word on Britney? So I've been listening to the RuPaul podcast. Shout out to Michelle Visage. She's an oracle. She goes, Britney Spears captured they were like geeking out over Britney. She was like, Britney Spears captured the world because Hit Me Baby One More Time relates to everyone. Like, yeah. Everyone loves that song.
I was just thinking about how, like, that's still her greatest piece. Even though, like, she's had so many amazing hits. It's
right?
Like,
it's like, chills. That is, like, the fucking, like, every, like, you could play that shit at a church and, like, it would go off. Like, you know what I mean? No, there's no one that's not, like, turn that up.
I remember when it premiered on MTV late at night. It was, oh, I remember being like, I sat up in bed because I was like a little kid, yes, and I'm watching TV on the sneak, right?
The power of Britney right now.
And that
room.
Fucking video comes on. I sit up and I go, this girl is it.
Like, I'm going to start crying because the effect that music video had on my entire childhood is wild.
How was she supposed to know?
Oh my god, the fucking performance. Oh my god, look at the chills on my body right now.
The
performance on the VMAs of Britney and NSYNC,
girl,
changed in the classroom, changed my fucking life. What the fuck?
Iconic out the gate. It's incredible. Like, she's, I'm so excited. I'm going to weep.
Do kids feel the way about the VMAs that we did now? Because the VMAs were a huge... I mean, that pop star time, TRL...
No, but they do, like, Miley, like, change the VMAs again. You know what I mean? Like, VMAs have become the moment where you pull the stunts because of Britney and, like, Madonna. Because
of the snake Michael, and the kissing.
Exactly.
And
like, it's, like, where you come with the stunts.
The bring snake. Bring them.
All right. The snake. No, when she fucking ripped her suit off for the nude... Flair and bra, rhinestones.
Remember the
slave turned me into a sexual person.
Yeah. Same,
girl.
You know what tops it off? The Christina, Britney, Madonna makeout sesh.
When
topped off by Missy.
And
it cuts to Shady Justin.
Where the
fuck
has Missy been? Oh, Missy, by the way.
Oh,
Missy
the Shady.
I miss you, Missy.
I know.
The Shady, the Miley Cyrus song.
Ooh,
where are they from?
Miley Cyrus shaded the fuck out of Missy. Missy shaded the fuck out of Miley.
Oh, I missed that.
The whole
like,
single.
I can't do trash journalism now that I'm out.
Oh yeah. Where are they from? Listen to it.
Yeah, where they're from is about Miley Cyrus.
It's about Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I see you sticking at your tongue. How to do it. Where are you from?
Hey.
Oh. You know you look dumb.
That's the one. She was getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
And
yeah.
It's good.
Because I'm like, so I fucking hate Miley, but she's so talented.
She said, does Billy Ray do that, sis? Is he out here in the trap?
Ladies, I think it's about time for a fucking game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get some final thoughts on shit talking?
Oh, God. This was great.
This was a great.
I feel, like, relieved.
I feel like, I really feel like a weight was lifted on my shoulders.
Yeah.
You're fucking amazing, Micah.
Oh,
I think that
God.
You, like,
so
you
welcome.
Make.
Thank you
but
so
no.
much,
okay,
girl,
can
real.
I say something, though? I don't know if you follow her on Twitter and stuff, but
I'm
I think that
right
you make... Because there is a very, like, done, tired, cheesy way to, like, make jokes about sensitive subjects. But I think you do it in such, like, a modern, cool, fucking...
Elegant
way. Yes. I think that you're a brilliant writer, and I'm obsessed with you. And thank you for doing this fucking podcast.
Thank,
yes,
you,
thank
so
you so much.
Much.
This has been fucking...
And if anyone talks shit about you, you know what I'm saying.
Ooh,
I'm gonna say, hey, you better fucking stop it.
Hey, you better.
Hey, you better fucking
you
stop it.
You better not.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is a pleasure. It's obviously,
really
you guys are... Super talented. What a delight.
It's like
to be here.
Sexy. You know, mostly sexy. Okay, so we're going to play a game. Will, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Everyone knows the game What Gets You Harder.
Yeah, everyone does. The whole world.
The whole world knows
all
about
millions of our listeners.
One of our classic games we play with straight males, What Gets You Harder.
It's basically Would You Rather with your other head.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do this time,
Micah,
is a little something called a... Ooh.
Oh, she just came,
that.
So that was cool.
I really liked
that. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, you'll know.
Yes. This one's called What Gets You Wetter.
Mm, okay, good.
So we're going to need Leif. Leif, can you go ahead and put your hand on Micah's pussy right now? Go ahead and put your hand on Micah's pussy and just confirm how wet
just
she's
on
getting.
It, yeah.
She's getting. All right.
Just right around there.
Grab one of them towels.
Okay, let's. This is a rapid fire game.
Oh my god!
We're
got
coming
the towel
for
callback.
You.
I loved it.
I got the towel callback.
I loved it so
much.
All
right, rapid fire. Will, you starting us off?
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
What gets you wetter, Beyonce or a fiance? Mm.
Oh, Beyonce.
Okay.
What gets you
redeemed?
redeemed. Oh, we like you again.
I said independent.
You're right.
What gets you harder? What gets you wetter? Fuck me. I'm going to leave. What gets you wetter? Rugby or rug burns?
Rug burns.
Okay. What gets you wetter, girl? Chris Pratt fat or Jonah Hill skinny?
Oh, Chris Pratt fat.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. You're a girl after my own fucking heart.
So fucking hot. What gets you wetter, Christians in wigs or Kristen Wiig?
Oh, that's tough. Oh, I gotta say Christians in wigs.
I love it. Oh my god, yes.
I wanna fucking make someone confess something.
Come on, Christians in wigs. All right, what gets you wetter, RuPaul or Paul Ryan?
Oh, RuPaul.
Yes! I mean, but duh. It was a giveaway.
What gets you hard? Oh, what gets... Fuck me! What gets you wetter, getting drilled or Benadryl?
Benadryl.
Yes!
I love it. What gets you harder, crusty heels or funky pits?
Oh, funky pits all the way. I'll slow down near a homeless.
All right.
Bitch, take a whiff. No.
I'm like, that's a human.
You're like wafting.
We're wafting. What gives you wetter, American Vogue or American Pie?
Oh, American Vogue.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The elegance.
What gets you harder, Kid Rock or Chris Rock?
Oh, Chris Rock all day, every day.
Those teeth,
day.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I do
just, like,
love
non
Chris
on the
Rock,
puss.
But...
Kid Rock?
Kid Rock.
Sick, bitch. You're sick ball as
well. What's
the
ball. His name?
What gets you wetter, Chris Evans or Bob Evans?
What's a Bob Evans?
Oh, my God! You skinny-ass bitch! Yes!
Who's she? Oh, my God, yes. What gets you wetter, Destiny's Child's award show wardrobe or the idea of raising children?
It's like you just opened my vagina and then snapped it shut. Like a coin purse on an old lady.
Coin purse.
Maybe I have a tip. Oh, I don't.
Coin purse puss. Yeah.
Coin purse puss.
Just snap it shut.
Oh, Micah Fox and her old corn purse, coin purse.
What?
Listen, bitch. What gets you wetter?
Nailed it. Corn puss.
I'm sorry I said you had puss. A corn puss.
Everything's made of corn these days. That's not your fault. It's subsidized.
What gets you wetter, brains or the brawny guy?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, brains.
Mm. Brains? Really? Mm. He's pretty hot. He's got that red
I'd fuck
plaid.
The brawny guy
it's pretty,
down.
It's like a plaid. I love a plaid shirt.
He's got that beard. He's got like, he like used to work out and then he started eating burgers every night.
Oh,
like,
I love
that's
it.
I was picturing Mr. Clean. Feed my man.
I'd also
they're
Mr.
both
Queen.
Bald though, right?
Yeah.
I like some hair.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's no, the brawny guy's hair. Hair. Right?
Brawny guy's really got hairy? Hair. Yeah. He's hairy.
He's giving lumber sexual.
Yeah. Mm. Your boyfriend's got hair, but clean.
Clean hair. Oof.
Oh, yes. Get a towel.
Get the towel. hey, what gets you wetter? Iced tea and cocoa, the people, or iced tea and cocoa, the drinks?
Interesting. Interesting question. Mm.
Oh, the people.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
They're charming. Yeah. They're charming.
Who doesn't love Law and Order and a big fat ass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Literally no one.
What he accepted his gay son eventually.
What gets you wetter? Hot moans or no student loans?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
We ask the tough questions here on the pod.
I feel like one solves the other.
Yes.
Oh, if only, you know? Hey. What gets you what gets you wetter?
Wetter.
Neo from the Matrix or neo-Nazis?
Oh, hate to say it, guys. As a Jew, it's my right to have a sexual fantasy. But I want to be straight. I actually like Nazis, not neo-Nazis. So
I like the Ridge.
So let's say Neo from Matrix.
Okay,
you're
that's
a traditionalist.
Fair.
You're a purist. Yes. I like that. I like
Keanu's
that.
Keanu's got great hair.
Oh, yeah. He still takes the subway.
Oh,
I know. Gosh.
Keanu. Now we're all coming.
Towel for everybody.
He's got plenty. What gets you wetter, dad jokes or mom jeans?
The tough question.
Mom jeans.
I love a mom jean. Yeah. Me and Micah will be on stage in a mom jean all day long.
You know, they're not mom jeans till you pee in them a little bit.
And like we said, this is an educational podcast.
This is a factual-based
podcast.
We're
teaching the people.
We're teaching the people.
Hey. What gets you wetter? Breast milk or dick cheese?
The confusion on your face is all we wanted.
I'm lactose, so I can't answer.
Yeah, you can't answer.
I can't answer.
It's sad. It's actually pretty sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
No,
I'd love to, but I can't.
Breast milk.
Breast milk's kind of cool.
Breast milk is dope, especially if it's Cambodian. Ooh. Chappelle's callback.
Chappelle's going to do the pod soon. What gets you wetter, weed or your boyfriend's seed?
Oh, gotta be my boyfriend's seed.
Ew.
Why are you rolling your eyes and winking?
Oh. I have like a whole like paperboard with it's weed, right? No, I get that. Sometimes I get that cotton puss.
Ew.
Oh, yes, bitch. Mm-hmm. You know,
like a good old cotton puss.
This is real, and I know we like to be silly on the pod, but I love to be covered in cum.
I know. It's a recurring theme on the pod. I'm not sure
really?
If you missed that.
Cover? I don't like the actual jism.
Okay.
Interesting. That's where you and me differ.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the jism.
Okay. Yeah.
But I like that he came.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you came.
Glad you came. You're glad to see you here.
It's very
glad
cute
you came.
For you.
Cute for you. Love ya. No, I just want to, and this is very recent thing for me. It's a new discovery
you
for
just
old
be drowned in that shit.
I want it to be blasted on my face.
Really?
I'm not a facial girl. Your skin does look good.
Thank you so much for saying that. Yeah. I've been getting facials
all
day.
The time.
Can I get a round of high fives? Can I get a round of high fives?
Yes.
Micah Fox, thank you so much for being
God.
On the
thank
podcast.
Thank you so
we love
much,
you so
girl.
Much. Will you please tell everyone where they can find you?
Well, we just re-upped our podcast, me and Karen Feehan. She was too busy, removing cysts from her ovaries to make it tonight.
Oh,
but
shit.
We have a show, Shame On, where every week we shame a different group of protected people.
Yes.
We came back last week. We shamed cripples. Previously, we had Michael Che on. We shamed him for being black. We've shamed Muslims. We've shamed fat people. Gross. We have shamed pregnant people and brought in abortion pills. We shamed the mentally ill and used their sad-ass tweets to call a suicide hotline. So please listen to us on gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Oh my God, I love that.
Otherwise, follow me on my fame Twitter account,
MYKAFOX.
Yes, Micah Fox. Thank you for being on the pod, Will. Where can they find us?
Oh, yeah. So they can find us at narcissistas.com. That's NARCISISTAS.
Yes.
.com or email us your nudes, like, now. We still haven't gotten any.
We haven't gotten a single nude.
I'm so tired of telling you guys.
It's rude.
It's rude. Where are the nudes? So that's at thenarcissistas@gmail.com. And we're at thenarcissistas everywhere else.
Cool.
And then I'm at WillCope4 with one L. Follow me. Double tap. You know the drill. Squirt, what's up?
Squirt Maginus on all platforms. Court McGinnis. Uh-huh. CourtneyMcGinnis.com for all show dates. Mm-hmm. Can I get a she?
Can't stop getting booked.
Leif, where can they find you? Mm-hmm.
Just go to Instagram at Bear with Leif, and that's really all I use. Go to BrainMachineComedy.com. There are so too many. I do too many podcasts. Help me. They don't let me out.
They're all treasures.
Yeah, we've trapped him in here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening.
Wait, before we go.
Oh my god.
I got a shout out that people like when Leif reads the comments on the pod.
Oh my god, read the comments on
they
the
like
pod.
The shout outs. Here, so I'll pull up one real quick.
I was gonna be like, oh.
I got you.
Don't be a bitch.
It was a great show.
No, people
from
were like
69.
No, like fans were literally like, and by fans I mean coworkers. they were like, oh my god, like I am trying to get shouted out. Let me know. And I was like, you got to earn it, sis.
Oh, that's right. We did that once. We should do that.
There you go.
Fun. Cool.
Boop skidoo.
Which one?
Maybe the third one down at third least. Because I think we did.
No, we did Verger.
Oh, keep going. Keep scrolling. We got mad comments in this
thing. Jeez. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. May 18th. So amazing. By Redhead Soldier.
Okay.
Such a great contemporary podcast about everyday life. Yes. 3 fire emojis.
There is nothing everyday about my sexy ass.
Except how
shaded
often I want to pound it.
Fucking day.
Shots fired. May 19th. Whoa. Huh? By Rick Ross 999. This pod is the shit. It has a perfect mix of Yonsei, genuine coffee.
Huh?
I don't know.
Coffee.
What's... I don't. It's an emoji. I don't know. I can't read
tea,
emoji.
Genuine tea.
Genuine tea. Tea and bad bitch.
It's fine. My phone went dark. Oh. It's fine. It's back.
All right. Genuine tea and bad bitch. Daenerys Targaryen. Realness.
Yeah. That's a Game of Thrones.
Three
thing.
Hearts.
Am I the only one in here?
No, I don't know why I read that. Like, I don't know what that is. Fucking nerd.
I thought it's so good.
Yeah. No.
I thought we fell in
it.
Love over Game of.
Jesus, guys, there are so many. Yeah. I'm gonna do one more, then we'll save the rest for next time.
All right.
Let's see.
Keep that shit coming.
Next
My
one.
Dick is so
yes,
hard.
Yes, and yes.
Woo!
By Miss Proper.
Ooh.
This podcast is hilarious. Laughing with tears emoji. We'll pretty much be laughing the entire time, yet also being informed on various topics.
Ooh. Educational. You gotta change it.
Basically, a win-win. But only 2 fire emojis.
Yes,
that's unbelievable. Shots fired.
We have some work to do.
Well, we've got some work to do. And Leif, look, can I just say that was a seamless reading of those reviews. Thank you, everybody, for listening. What
Thank
a pleasure.
You so
Thank
much.
You, Micah Fox. You're the best.
Micah, you're a fucking
we
treasure.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love you, girl.
And
this
I love,
is lit.
I love you guys. Oh, and I love you. Now we're going to go talk shit about you. So.
Bye.
Bye.